World History presents Death in the Trenches, narrated by David Bateson. War got stuck in the mud. The showdown should have been a brief affair, where the German Empire put its neighbours in their place. Encouraged by the spirit of adventure, thousands of young men volunteered to defend the nation's honour. On the other hand, in France, Britain, and Russia, optimism was just as high. The troops would be home by Christmas. But the reality was quite different. Soon, the lines were locked in a deadly mud hell in the heart of Europe. And despite new weapons like poison gas, submarines, tanks, and aircraft, the war was protracted. The first signs of events turning came when the U.S. entered the war in 1917. The arrival of fresh American forces turned the war in the Allies' favor. The Germans were beaten, and with the defeat came more misery. Civilians were starving, and revolution brewed under the surface. Death in the Trenches follows World War I, which divided a continent and cost millions of young men their lives. Chapter 1. War Euphoria in Europe. On the 28th of June, 1914, a Serbian nationalist fired a shot in Sarajevo, killing the Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Shortly after, years of simmering tensions between the great powers of Europe exploded, and World War I broke out. French cheers roared, and hundreds of thousands of men volunteered for the army. But when, in the autumn of 1914, soldiers dug the trenches on the Western Front, they realized that they would not, after all, return home victorious by Christmas. A group of men thrust their hands triumphantly in the air as they departed the station. They looked out of the doors and windows of their train adorned with optimistic slogans such as "Trip to Paris" and "See you on the boulevard." The men believed they'd hit the battlefield and put the enemy out of action within a matter of weeks or a few months. The picture was from a German platform in the summer of 1914, and the train's passengers rejoiced at the prospect of going to war against France. The country's newspapers reported of war jubilation that had spread throughout the empire as Augusta Leibniz, the German spirit of 1914. The patriotic enthusiasm that has been expressed in these serious days is the most secure proof that no one will be lacking in patriotic sentiment in the difficult times we are approaching, said the Berlin newspaper Tagliche Rundschau in early August 1914, when World War I broke out. Nationalism surged through the German Empire, which had been characterized by internal divisions between Bavarians and Prussians, as well as religious strife between Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. Tension was brewing in Europe. In 1914, the great powers of Europe had held peace for almost half a century. They'd not been at war since Prussia had driven the unification of Germany after victories against Austria-Hungary in 1866 and France in 1871. But German Kaiser Wilhelm II now reigned over a significant part of Europe, and that made the traditional powers of Britain, France, and Russia nervous. Beneath a peaceful surface, tensions simmered. In 1892, the Franco-Russian alliance saw France ally itself with Russia in an attempt to regain preeminence. Britain subsequently joined the so-called Entente Powers in 1904. Conflicts also threatened to erupt in the Balkans. Slavic nationalists who had previously lived under the once mighty Ottoman Empire dreamed of their own nation. But Austria-Hungary had incorporated large areas, including Bosnia, and the nationalists were strongly hostile to the new supremacy in Vienna, while the growing Serbian kingdom was seen as a threat to peace in Austria-Hungary. The simmering conflict exploded on the 20th.